Grace and peace are yours through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. Jesus was a master teacher. Jesus would often use objects to illustrate spiritual truths. Those objects not only would explain the truth he was teaching, but it would also help to remind people when they would see that object again. For instance, Jesus used the mustard seed to show how God's kingdom grows. So when people would see that little mustard seed, it would remind them of how God's kingdom grows throughout the world. Or Jesus used the vine and the branches to teach us how we should stay connected to Jesus Christ. So when people would see vine and branches again, it would remind them we need to stay connected to Jesus Christ. Following Jesus' example, I brought a few objects to help illustrate the spiritual truth today. We're focusing on Paul's letter to the Colossians chapter 2. Listen again to verses 6 and 7. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught and overflowing with thankfulness. We're really focusing just on that word rooted, that we are rooted in Christ. And so I brought along this plant, which is not rooted. I have these plants that are rooted. And I have a bag of fruit. So the first object is this plant. You can see the roots here. It's not rooted. It's basically dead. It has no source of nourishment at all. But if I kind of hold it like this, I know it's a little bit droopy, but it kind of looks like it's alive. You don't see the roots, so you can't tell whether it's alive or dead, really, until I show you the roots. It's dead. It's worthless. Might as well just throw it away. All of us are born spiritually dead, rootless. We have no spiritual nourishment as we are born into this world. And some people are like this. They are not rooted in Christ. They aren't rooted in him. They have no spiritual life. Now, they may look fine. If you cover up the roots, they look fine. Their lives might be fine. They have a great job. All their kids are doing well, very successful. They look alive, but they're spiritually dead. If they stay spiritually dead, they're going to die eternally in hell. If you are not rooted in Jesus Christ, you have no spiritual life, and you really have no future either. Now think of this plant. If you saw this plant in the garden store, what would you pay for it? Anything? 50% off, would you buy it? Would you even take it if it was free? Probably not. It's worthless. What about us? What do we have to offer to God? Nothing. Except maybe our sins. And if all we have are our sins to offer to God, we're headed to eternal destruction in hell. And God does not want that. God wants us to live. And so God has rooted us in Christ. These plants are rooted in the soil. They have life from that soil. The roots go way down into the soil. When I took the other plant out of this pot, it was hard to get it out because those roots were down in the soil. In fact, for some large plants like trees, those roots help to keep that tree steady. And the storms may blow, but because the roots are down in the ground, it's solid and secure. These plants are alive because they are rooted in the soil. That's what God has done for us. God has rooted us in Jesus Christ. Maybe it happened when you were a small baby. As the waters of baptism washed over you, you were rooted in Jesus Christ. You were brought to believe in him. Or maybe it happened later in life where someone shared the gospel with you. You heard that gospel and the Holy Spirit brought you to faith and you were rooted in Jesus Christ. You were connected to him. And because you're connected to him, you have life. Because Jesus is life. Jesus is true God and true man. Jesus came into this world and led a perfectly sinless life for us. And then as the sinless Lamb of God, he went to the cross to pay the penalty for our sins, to wash our sins away with his holy precious blood. And then he rose triumphant on Easter Sunday morning to conquer death for us. Because we are rooted in Jesus Christ, we have life. We have spiritual life. We have eternal life. That's what we want for the students at Kettle Moraine Lutheran High School. We want them to be rooted in their Savior, Jesus Christ. Every single day, every student at KML studies God's Word in a Word of God class. Every single day, all the students and staff gather together in the PAC for a devotion, to hear the Word of God proclaimed to them, to join together in prayer, to sing God's praises together. We end and begin each day with prayer, rooting ourselves in Jesus Christ. We have faith in Jesus, rooted in Him. Now, what does that actually mean? That we have faith in Jesus, that we believe in Him. That's kind of an abstract concept. When I'm talking to my students at KML about faith, I talk about a relationship with Jesus. There's a temptation at KML to treat Jesus as kind of a subject that you just know about Him, like you know math or you know science. Well, I know Jesus. But that's not what God is talking about when He's talking about that we believe in Jesus Christ. It means we have a relationship with Jesus. And that's how I explain it to my students. To have a relationship with Jesus Christ, that you know Him and you trust in Him. Now, let me illustrate what that type of a relationship is. Suppose you're walking down the street and you happen to walk past Aaron Rodgers. You probably would know him. Even with his long hair, you can probably still recognize who he is. But does he know you? Do you have a relationship with Aaron Rodgers? If you do, I'd like to be your friend. Maybe get some free Packer tickets, huh? A relationship with Jesus Christ. That we know Him, we believe in Him, we trust in Him. He speaks to us through His Word, we speak to Him in prayer. We come here to the house of God, to come to the Lord's table, to eat and drink, to eat the bread and receive Jesus' body in the Lord's Supper, to drink the wine, receive Jesus' blood in that same supper, to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, to be rooted in Jesus and to have life in Him. And we do. We are rooted in Jesus Christ. And because we are rooted in Jesus Christ, we produce fruit. Now, I know these are just plastic pieces of fruit, but just play along with me a little bit. Where does fruit come from? It comes from other living plants. If you want an apple, you go to an apple tree. If you want grapes, you go to the grapevine. That plant, that tree, produces fruit. In fact, that's how you know it's alive. Jesus talked about that, about having a tree, and if it's not producing fruit, it's not alive. You might as well get rid of it. So every living thing produces fruit. That's where it comes from. The same is true for us. Because we are rooted in Jesus Christ, we produce fruit, spiritual fruit. Now, there are many things that we could talk about as far as the fruits that come from our relationship with Jesus Christ. We could talk about the blessings of the Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control. We could talk about how that fruit is shown in how we react with other people, how we help each other out. That's something that I get to see at KML every day. We currently have two students that are using wheelchairs. And every day, there's someone helping them to get to where they need to go. I see the students encouraging each other, building each other up, supporting each other, showing those fruits of faith as they interact with each other. But I want to change the focus a little bit on those fruits of faith. I want to talk a little bit about vocation as a fruit of faith. Vocation, we can talk about a very narrow sense of vocation as far as your career is concerned. And that's something that's very important for us at KML. We have these young Christians and we want to help them to find their vocation, find the place where they can use their gifts in a career to glorify God with that career that they have. And it can be a wide variety of different things. I'll use my own children as an example. Both my kids, Zeke and Abby, went to Cal Martin Lutheran High School. They've graduated now. When Zeke graduated, he thought he might go into some type of an engineering field. He went to college, but then he realized that just wasn't him. He wanted to be outside. He wanted to be working with his hands. So now he is an apprentice for commercial HVAC. That's how he is using his gifts. Kettle has helped to train him in that field, that vocation. My daughter Abby is a little bit different. In Mr. Mellon's biology class at KML, she developed a real love for living things and the human body, which then directed her to a career in nursing. This past spring, she graduated from Wisconsin Lutheran College with a degree in nursing, and now she helps with labor and delivery, using her skills, using her love for people to help bring new lives into this world. KML has helped her and trained her for that career. But I want to expand this idea of vocation a little bit too. And vocation in a wide sense is simply doing what God wants you to do where He has placed you at this time, using your gifts. I'll use my wife as an example again. We were blessed that my wife was able to raise our kids, that she didn't have to work when they were little. And that was a tremendous blessing. I thank God every day that she was able to do that, that we were able to do that. But there was a time when I came home and I could tell she was a bit down. So I asked her what was wrong, and she said, "Well, all I do every day is just chase the kids and wipe runny noses and change their diapers." She didn't feel like she was doing much. But I reminded her, this is your vocation now. This is where God wants you to be right now. It's not always going to be this way. But for right now, use your gifts to raise our children. And I'm so glad she was able to do that. I had a member who was in a nursing home. And I went to visit her, and she also was feeling down. She was in the nursing home. She couldn't get around very well. She was in a wheelchair. She didn't have a lot of money. And she said, "Pastor, there's nothing I can do." And so I said, "Can you pray?" And she said, "Yes." And so I said, "That's what God wants you to do. Pray for me. Pray for my ministry. Pray for our congregation, that God's word goes out bringing lost souls to faith. That's what you can do. It doesn't matter where you are, what your age is, where God has placed you now is your vocation, to use your gifts to His glory. And right now I want to thank you for a particular gift that you give. It's the gift that you give in the offering plate here at Christ Alone. Part of that offering helps to support Kettle Moraine Lutheran High School. We could not exist without that fruit of faith that you give. Thank you for that gift. And I want to ask you for another gift, your prayers. We have very important work that we do at KML. We are training the future leaders in our churches. Pray for us. Pray that we teach God's word clearly, that we root them securely in their Savior, Jesus Christ. So as they grow up, as they go out, they are the church that will continue to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to thank you for your prayers so that our students are grounded, that I stay grounded, that we all stay rooted in Jesus Christ for our salvation. Amen. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.